This is HPR episode 2253 entitled, How to Make and Use a Stencil. It is hosted by First Time Post at IDBN and is about 14 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, cutting and using a stencil made of thick foil.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Biene, or Eine Biene in the social networks, and this is my first episode of Hacker Public Radio, and it's also my first podcast ever. So I hope you'll be patient with me, and I hope this works out. I'm just gonna try. I want to talk about making a stencil and using a stencil. First, I want to talk about the materials, and then later I tell you what I did to make my stencil. If you want to make the stencil, you need a motif for it, and you need something where you want to cut it in, like a thick foil or a cardboard or a metal sheet, and you need something sharp to cut it with, like a sharp knife or I don't know how you pronounce that, a surgeon's knife. That's the three things you need to make it. And if you want to use it, you need your stencil, you need a tape to fix it on a surface, and of course you need a surface to put it on, and you need paint, and if you want to apply the paint, you need a sponge, or you can also do it with a spray can. About the motif, you can make your own motif if you want to do that, like get your own design. What's very important is that all the parts are connected. Like if you put, for example, a smiley face, you have the eyes in the middle and you have your mouth, but when you cut the circle of the face, the eyes and the mouth will fall off. So it needs to be connected to everything else, so it will actually work out. And if you don't make it yourself, I didn't in this case, you can get one on the internet. For example, you can just put stencil in the search engine and you find a lot of things. And there's some free motifs out there, like political art or some kind of symbols, but there's also motifs you can buy. That's a lot of interior design stuff, like leaves and flowers, and you can get fancy stuff like tigers or anything really. And it happens you can buy it in a shop too. I was surprised to find a really nice stencil in my local food store. Well, I bought that, but you can also find them in art supply stores or interior design departments in big stores. There's a little bit around. And then you, if you have the motif, you have need something to cut it out of. If you take cardboard, you can use a carpet knife, for example, and if you use a thick foil, that's what I did, or a plastic sheet, you can use a scalpel. And if you do that, like if you're actually getting something, then you can try to find something with round edges. because if the edges are very straight, it's really hard to cut out curves or curvy lines. So it would make it a lot easier if the edges are round. And you can also use a metal sheet. And I don't have a clue how you cut that. You probably need some industrial strength stuff there. I wouldn't know. I didn't do it with metal. But I saw a video of someone making a stencil, and it was all fancy. He used all sorts of adhesive spray to get his motifs fixed on the surfaces, and it looked really impressive and professional and fancy. And it also looked like you have to buy a ton of equipment for it, and it would be really expensive. I didn't do that. I went kind of cheap. But if you want to get into it, maybe look for videos. I don't know about the fancy stuff here. And when you want to use the stencil, you can use it on all sorts of surfaces. For example, you can use a wall, put it on a wall, or you can put it on paper, or you can make like gift wraps out of it, or you can put it on a planter. Or that's what I did too. Or you can put it on furniture, or you can put it on fabric, like jeans or something. And you also need tape to fix your stencil on the surface. It's important that it doesn't like slide around and smear everything. So it has to be fixed. And you can choose a tape according to the surfaces you use. What's important is it should fix it properly, the stencil on the surface, but also it shouldn't destroy either. If you have a very strong tape, it could destroy the surfaces. And it should be easy enough to pull off later. Like when the paint is on and you want to take the stencil off, it should come off easy enough so you don't smear everything over either. So you have, yeah, I have to find the right kind of tape. And the paint is also depending on the surface you use. Like you can use all sorts of acrylic paint, or if you use it on fabric, there's special fabric paint. And yeah, I guess you can do it with everything that's fluid, pretty much. And to apply the paint, you can use a spray can. You can do that too. It's probably the easiest, but you can also just use a sponge. I use a simple kitchen sponge. I cut it up in smaller pieces, and I just use the sponge. And you can also use, I don't know if it's still available really that much. There's that packing foam, that yellow foam, that's yeah used for wine bottles or something, packing wine bottles. So you can use that too, but I don't know if that's still around. I haven't seen any of that in a long time, I think. Yeah, but or you can just cut up a kitchen sponge. And the way I made my stencil is I decided on a motif. I found a motif on the internet for free. It's from the Food Not Bombs movement, and it's a fist holding a carrot. I really like the motif. And yeah, I got that. And then I used some overhead foil, like they were used for the overhead projections in schools. And yeah, I don't know if they're still used overhead projectors. I don't know, but they were when I was young. But you can still get the foil. You can just order it online. But you have to be very careful with it. You have to get the right one. You can use it in a printer, but you have to get the right foil for either a laser printer or a or an inkjet printer. If you use the wrong foil for the printer, it will kill your printer. That's not a good idea. So you can just be very careful in choosing the right foil if you're ordering a packet of foil. But you can also, like in copy shops, they sell single sheets of that foil. And that's what I did. I just went into a copy shop and got a piece of foil and copied my motif on the foil. And then you have your black and a black motif as a black on see-through motif. And then you have to start cutting. And it's best to take a newspaper or something so you won't cut up the surface of your desk. I used a newspaper, or you can use something else. And then you start cutting it, and then you go on cutting it, and then you still go on cutting it, because it's a pretty slow procedure, and you have to be very, very careful, because if you make a mistake, you can fuck up the whole thing, and it's not a good idea to make mistakes. So it takes forever and forever and forever to cut these tiny pieces out of there, and then you get hand cramps. Well, it was a pain in the behind cutting that stuff out, and I was very happy when I was finished. But if you're finished, if you make it, you have a stencil. Ooh. Yeah, and then I had my stencil on overhead foil. As you cut out the black parts. You go along the edges of the black parts, and the black parts go off, and the see-through parts stay on. And the then it will be a stencil when all the black parts are gone. And I wanted to use it on fabric, and before I used it, I did some tests on paper. Like, I put my stencil on a piece of paper and got my spoon and my color. For the test, I used a simple acrylic paint. And it's the best not to dip the sponge in the paint jar, but putting a little paint on a newspaper and then taking it from there. It takes a little while to find out how much paint you need, so it will work out and not flow apart or smear. I think it's smear. You don't smear the color. Yeah, so you use a newspaper to dip the color with the sponge on the stencil. You dip around all the empty parts, the holes. You fill all the holes with colors. And when you're done with that, you have to take the stencil off again. So for my tests, I didn't use a tape. I just did it like that, and it worked out pretty good. But when I went on to put it on fabric, and then I used the tape, because it's really easy for a foil to slide on a fabric. And yeah, I fixed it. I used some kind of I don't even know what kind of tape it is. It was black, and it was a bit similar to what's it called? I don't know, the silver one. It's similar, like it was a strong tape, but it was easy to take off later, but it held on good. And yeah, I taped it on, and I took out my special color for fabric, and yeah, filled all the holes with color, and then I took my stencil off, and now I have a really, really nice motif. I have my carrot on fabric now, and with a fabric color, it needs to dry first, and then you have to iron it 5 minutes, which is pretty long, but then the color will last through washing. Yeah, so I think that's it. I hope I haven't forgotten anything, and yeah, in case you try it, good luck with that. And it's real fun. It's real cool to have stencil stuff. So go ahead, try it. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.